it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon has been sentenced to 4 months in prison for defying a subpoena from the House January 6th committee. Today, the committee also issued a subpoena to former President Trump.
CBS News legal analyst Than Rosenbaum is on our newsline. First of all, Than, anything surprising about Bannon's 4-month sentence?
Well, it's longer than you would have thought, although the prosecution asked for 6 months. If he actually spends a day in jail, Michael, it hasn't been 50 years since, remember, Hollywood writers were sentenced for the same thing, contempt of Congress. So obviously this is a crime which is a misdemeanor, and it's rarely prosecuted. And the last time something like this happened was during the McCarthy Red Scare era. So that is surprising, and that they went beyond what we would have thought would be a one-month sentence to at least a 4-month sentence, but clearly the judge felt that sending a stronger message was warranted here.
Steve Bannon is appealing his conviction. On what grounds? What will his argument be?
Steve, he's going to say, I'm protected under President Trump's executive privilege. It's never happened before, because remember, he wasn't working at the time of January 6th. He wasn't in the White House working. He was just an informal advisor. But he's going to piggyback on an argument that the Supreme Court hasn't quite resolved, which is, does the president have an executive privilege to say anything he wants and to be advised by his advisors on anything they want to help him with, and it not being subject to a criminal proceeding? That is a privilege that was inserted to give the benefit of the president the most support that he can get, honest and open advice from his people. But the question is, in this case, does it attach itself to Bannon, who was not at the time working for the president on January 6th? And it doesn't appear that the president himself has said that I was invoking the privilege, so you're protected. So that's really the only argument. The other argument is to say, hey, I wasn't the only one who didn't show up to the committee. You didn't bring charges against Mark Meadows. You didn't bring it against Scavino. Why'd you pick me?
Yeah, not likely to work, though, right? When you get pulled over for speeding. What about all the other guys who were doing 90? Yeah.
Well, the worst part about that, Michael, is that, you know, this is a real example of contempt, right? This isn't just contempt of Congress. This is a guy who said, not only am I complying with the subpoenas, but I'm going to go on my podcast. Not only am I not even going to show up and tell you why I'm not complying with the subpoenas, I'm going to go on my podcast and trash the committee and the judge who's overseeing this criminal contempt case. And that clearly, you saw the judge use the word, even today, he has no remorse. That's why he got 4 months.
And then, as promised, Thane, the January 6th committee has subpoenaed former President Trump himself. What does the committee want from him?
Well, they were going to want testimony, have him sit for a deposition on November 14th. The interesting thing there, Michael, they know he's not going to show up. As I just said, 4 of his advisors didn't show up. You know, they didn't comply with it. And remember what I said about executive privilege? It may be that Bannon doesn't have it, but Trump is going to say, I was the executive. So, of course, I have a privilege to say whatever I want. If I thought that there was something wrong with the elections, I could say whatever I want to my people, and they can give me their honest advice, and we have no obligation to tell you what we discuss. That's what the president is going to argue. And by the way, that might make it to the Supreme Court, because the Supreme Court has never told us the scope of this executive privilege.
All right, Thane, thank you. That's CBS News legal analyst Than Rosenbaum.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.